Julia Louis-Dreyfus, the Republican Party has lost their minds. By Alana Mastrangelo on May 6, 2021. Veep and Seinfeld star and Joe Biden presidential campaign backer Julia Louis-Dreyfus attacked tens of millions of Americans, claiming the Republican Party has lost their minds. The Republican Party, in my view, has lost their minds. This is not even the party of Reagan anymore. Louis-Dreyfus, who's worth an estimated $250 million, told Variety in a recent interview. Campaigning and fundraising for Biden, down-ballot Democrats in the Georgia U.S. Senate runoff that became a full-time part-time job, the trade reported. The actress, who is a frequent critic of former President Donald Trump, campaigned for Joe Biden in the 2020 presidential election and hosted the final night of the Democrat National Convention. Last year, Louis-Dreyfus teamed up with failed Democrat presidential primary candidate Andrew Yang for a short dialogue at the DNC, in which the two seemed to intentionally mispronounce then-Vice President Mike Pence's name several times in what appeared to be a poorly executed joke. This November, we're gonna sing from the mountaintops, the actress tweeted on the final night of the DNC, seemingly enamored with then-candidate Joe Biden's acceptance speech. Ahead of the 2020 presidential election, Louis-Dreyfus headlined a virtual Veep reunion to raise money for the Democrats in Wisconsin, in an attempt to turn the battleground state blue. The actress has also joined in on efforts to turn Texas blue and raised money for Democrat voter turnout in Georgia's hotly contested Senate runoff elections. Last September, Louis-Dreyfus falsely claimed that President Trump said to all white supremacists to stand back and stand by. The president, however, was not addressing a white supremacist group. Last week, the actress gushed over President Biden's first congressional address, stating, "I love this with all my heart." You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Facebook and Twitter at @rmastrangelo, on Parler @Alana, and on Instagram.